Hello and welcome to The Environment Show on Radio Reverb, your local community radio station for Brighton and Hove, broadcasting in the Brighton and Hove area on 97.2 FM and also streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. And, well, on this week's show, it's going to be some more radio recycling. I haven't arranged for any new guests to come onto the show today, but I'm going to be playing you some short extracts from some of my favourite interviews from previous shows. I'm going to be hearing about the Brighton Kite Festival, which is coming up in May this year. It's an annual event, usually takes place at Stanmer Park. I'll look up and see where it's going to be this year. But I went along some time ago and had a look around. So there's going to be that. Also, we're going to be hearing once again from one of the council's recycling people about improvements that they've recently made to recycling here in the city. Also, a short extract of a report from the Friends of William Clark Parks festival that they have. They have been having three festivals a year in William Clark Park. On their website, it says they're going to be having one in the summer, and there may well be one in the spring as well. But I'm going to bring you a bit of a flavour of what that would be like. The ones in the summer are really very good. Also, I'm going to be hearing it once again from David Bellamy, the famous ecologist who came to Brighton just before Christmas to tell people about the benefits of broadleaf trees for our environment. And thankfully, now that our systems here at Radio Reverb are working better, I'll be bringing you some music recorded by Brighton and Hove musicians here in the Radio Reverb studio, and some other music as well from different places. And if it can be found and fitted in some news about other environmental events, activities, opportunities for participation here in Brighton and Hove. And as we listen to the strains of the wonderful Freak Rocket tune recorded by the wonderful Carnival Collective at the Concord 2 Club on Madeira Drive here in Brighton and Hove, and that's the title track of their wonderful album Freak Rocket. Look them up on the internet, Carnival Collective. Just put that into your Carnival Collective Brighton, put that into your search engine, and you'll find out there may be opportunities to join. But if you can't join them, you can probably join one of the many other samba groups here in Brighton and Hove, bringing you human-powered music, both on record but also at carnivals, on the street, and at many other events. But for now, talking of environmentally powered entertainment, what kind of entertainment can you get from the wind? Which also involves fresh air and healthy exercise. Why? Kites, of course. Every year there's a kite festival in Brighton, and it's going to be back again this May. I went along to see what it was like last time.
We've come to the kite festival in Stanmer Park, and we're watching some professional kite flyers, or people from the Brighton Kite Flyers group, fly dragon kites in the kite flying arena. And all around us there are lots of different kinds of kites. There's an amazing huge flying flatfish, and there were some wonderful about 10 different flying ghosts, which were really good as well. And
okay, guys and girls, what we're going to do is we're going to continue this because it's causing a lot of interest.
Due to the wind conditions here in Stanmer Park, they're having a bit of trouble with the dragon kites, but they're quite amazing. They're like long tails of about 30 little small kites all joined together with the dragon's head on the end. And over there, there's a flying dragonfly kite. But if I look behind, there must be about 40 or 50 kites flying up on the hill of Stanmer Park. There's all kinds of stalls. They've been having different kinds of displays of kite flying. It's been really fun.
Quite a good day, I think, by all. What we're going to do now to close the show is we've got Brian and Carl out in the arena, Team Spectrum, and they're going to do a track I think you'll recognise immediately we start to play. We cue the music. This is our finale for the day, so hope to see you tomorrow. Be great if you could come along. Ladies and gentlemen, to close our show today, please welcome to the main arena for the final time, Team Spectrum.
And now there's a display by two people with matching triangular kites with long red and blue and yellow and white tails. And they're doing the synchronized kite flying display. At the moment, they're twirling after each other in spirals, making spirals with their tails, now going up, 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 splitting off, one going one side almost to the ground, and now back up, crossing over, nearly hitting, back down to the ground again.
So now I've come to talk to the man who was commentating on the kite flying displays. Can I ask you your name, please?
Hello, yes, I'm Paul Redhead from Suffolk and one of the commentators for the Brighton Kite Festival 2007.
So you've come all the way from Suffolk to help with this event?
We have, yes. We've been travelling around to various of the events throughout 2007 and very pleased to come down to Brighton because it looks as if we've come down on the right day and we've got the sunshine and the ideal weather.
There seems to be quite a lot of people here, and I don't know how many kites. Must be hundreds more kites here today.
We have flown several hundred kites here today. Of course, our finale this afternoon was the dragon kite, which was very spectacular. A multitude of colours, and that dragon going way up into the sky there, looking down on us all. Absolutely excellent.
And the finale was absolutely amazing. I've never seen anything like that, I don't think.
No, that was a kite ballet routine, and that from a team called Team Spectrum. Spectrum, Brian and Carl, and they are superb. They go around to the events. I think you'd agree, an amazing finish to Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I believe the track was, wasn't it?
It was wonderful. So what other things has been going on today?
Well, we've been painting the sky with colour here. We've been flying everything here. I mean, we've flown everything from a pair of pants, as you can see out there at the moment, or should I say briefly, the pants, okay? And we've also been flying things, spirits, actually in the sky, made by Martin Lester. We've had power kites, we've had buggies, and as you can hear my colleague here just bringing it all to the end there, but we've had so many things here, and of course we're back here tomorrow at Stanmer Park.
Of course, yes, on Sunday. And I particularly like the group of ghosts. Were they ghosts?
Well, it was really a seance of ghosts, really, wasn't it, in there? The spirits really were in the sky, weren't they?
That was great. There were how many, about 10, 15?
Actually, we did do a count. At the peak there we had 16 ghosts up there, and we had to actually get Ghostbusters in to clear up.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
So there you go, and thanks to all the people involved in Brighton Kite Festival for that wonderful experience, and for talking to me at the Brighton Kite Festival. I can't remember it now. I think it was 2 years ago. However, Brighton Kite Festival has been happening every year in Brighton for quite some time now. And if you go to the Brighton Kite Festival website, which is brightonkiteflyers.co.uk, so www.brightonkiteflyers.co.uk, if you click on events, you'll be able to find out information about some of the different things they've got going on, as well as the festival, which in one place it says provisional, the other place it seems quite definite that it's going to be back at Stanmer Park, but this time on the 28th to the 29th of May. But if you're interested in kite flying and wanted to get to meet the Brighton Kite Flyers, they have regular fly-ins at Saltdene Vale, just off the A259 behind Saltdene Lido. There's one on the 6th of March, 3rd of April, and then again on the 1st of May. So details about that can be got from www.brightonkiteflyers.co.uk. And the Brighton Kite Festival is really good. It's all powered by the wind. Well, it's not all powered by the wind, but the main event is powered by the wind. It's a wonderful sight to see so many kites of all different kinds flying over Stanmer Park. This is the Environment Show on Radio Reverb, your local community radio station, 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area, and streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. And now we have some music from Brighton and Hove, recorded live here in the Radio Reverb studio. I mean, I don't know whether something can really be recorded live, but it was played and sung at the same time without the benefit of any sort of fancy re-editing, a little bit of kind of, you know, tidying up afterwards. But this is the fantastic Amity with one of her great songs. This is called Best and Worst.
Love came unexpectedly, swept all logic from under my feet. I tried so hard to win over your heart. Your hand is not mine to hold. Your mind, your body, your heart and soul belong to that of a broken home. Is it no other stories I'm told after friends and eyes, and I told you so. Up, down, inside and out, round and round we go. Bodies like a house of glass, still sticks and stones are thrown. I want you here, I want you to go, pushed away, but held so close. Every high has a low, every yes there's a no, bones in closets and bags. For what it's worth, it'll only make things worse. For what it's worth, it'll only make things worse. Don't have trust, honesty emerged, it can't be love. What's so wrong can be so right. Heart-shaped bruises and little white lies. An undercover lover with no shoulder to cry. Lord only knows how many times we've tried. You're happy, I'm sad. You're angry, I'm glad. Best and worst I've ever had.
The fabulous Amity with Best and Worst, recorded here in the Radio Reverb studio some time ago. She has MySpace, myspace.com/IamAmity. Sadly, it doesn't look like she's got any shows coming up here in Brighton and Hove, but hopefully she'll get some in the future, so check out her website to see when you can see her live. It's well worth it. Back in August of last year, I talked to Adam Batchelor, who is the Recycling, or was then, the Recycling and Waste Strategy Project Officer with Brighton and Hove City Council, and he told me about some improvements, new developments in council recycling here in Brighton and Hove, and here is a short part of what he had to say, but I hope you find it interesting. Let's turn to Adam Batchelor, who is the Project Officer on Waste Recycling Strategy for the Brighton and Hove City Council. Hello, Adam. Thanks very much for coming to Radio Reverb.
Hi.
One thing that I saw and in the news that the council has sent us out is that, and also something that I noticed at my local recycling bins down by the level, was that the council is now recycling, or collecting for recycling, milk-type cartons, which used to be called Tetra Paks.
Tetra Paks, yeah, so drinks cartons in general. So that's soup, all your kind of fruit juice, and even the fabric conditioner refills are also a carton which you can do.
Oh, really? Yeah. Right. I mean, that is a new thing. I was just walking past there one day, as I do, and I just noticed this big shiny new bin which said cartons, which was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So, I mean, when did that actually start?
It started last week, and we put them out across 17 different recycling points across the city. So to try and get a area across everywhere, really, and also sites that have got space to put these bins in. It started last week, and hopefully it will go well.
Now, does this mean also that that you can put these drinks cartons into your black recycling box?
It doesn't, unfortunately, no. Your black box recycling is collected and mixed together. So we keep the glass. You keep the glass separate, and the rest is mixed. We've got a special machine in Hollandine which sorts it all out, and can't identify a carton because it's got plastic, cardboard, and paper in it. So it just shoots out all over the place. So that's why we've got the 17 spots around the city for people to take it to. But at the moment, unfortunately, you can't do it in your black box or if you're flats.
That is amazing. Amazing to think that there's a high tech machine that can distinguish between these different kind of things.
Yeah.
I mean, that was another thing that I was very happy to notice that at my local recycling bins, that now there was a box where you could put cardboard and plastic bottles, which was another new thing. When did that start?
We've started doing it over the last month. We're aiming to change all the recycling points over to the mix, the recycling service. So it's the same as your kind of black box. So you can put your cardboard, your plastic bottles, your paper and your cans in one bin, and then your glass separately. And then that will all be taken to the recycling plant for sorting into the separate materials and baled and then sent off to be made into new products.
I was also reading on the council's website is that the council has this new, as we were saying, new waste strategy. And that sort of composting and food is one of the parts of that. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, we're subsidising a lot of home composters and food waste digesters. That's like a Green Joanna and a Wormery. And our aim is to obviously reduce the amount of food waste going in your bins. About a third of our bin is actually food waste, and that can be mixed between vegetables and kind of cooked food and stuff like that. So we're subsidising Green Joannas and Wormeries, and the Green Joanna was £100. And it's down to £39.95.
What is a Green Joanna?
Green Joanna is called a hot composter. Okay, so it basically it's specially designed to keep the heat in, and it uses special microbacterial microbes to break down even cooked food. So you can put all your food waste, including meat and bones, into a Green Joanna. We're now selling for £39.95.
That's not
so it's a massive subsidy.
Yes.
And if anyone wants to buy one, they can phone the Great Green Systems directly, who we use, on 0800 019 2064, or go onto the council website.
Adam Batchelor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Indeed. And while that interview was playing, I did go onto the council website just to check that that it was easy to find that more information. As I've just discovered and read in the newspaper recently, the council's website has been redesigned and revamped, so to speak. And when now I look at it, it is, in fact, very easy to find the information about recycling and refuse. It used to be a kind of old joke that people used to say that nobody really cared about who ran their council so long as their bins were emptied. And I suppose that now also means that their recycling is taken away. So it's not surprising that recycling and refuse, it comes up quite high on the council website. It's almost at the very top. There's one row of links along the top, and then right in the middle there's a second row of links like tabs in an index. And on the right it says recycling and refuse. And there you go, couldn't be simpler. Mind you, I find it quite funny though that it says on the website, it says do it now, online services. I wonder, is that part of the big society now that the government is cutting all the public services, that if you want a public service, that now you have to do it yourself? So maybe they'll be expecting us to collect our own bins soon. I don't know. What do you think? Email studio@radioreverb.com. We're your local community radio station for Brighton and Hove, and would like to hear your views, your comments about Radio Reverb, about the environment, or about any subject at all. If you've got anything on your mind, let us know, studio@radioreverb.com. Here's a band, another band from Brighton and Hove. I think they're playing very soon. They came to the studio not too long ago and recorded some of their songs. This is a really great one. It's called Standin' Green End, and they're called Sparrow. Ali and Bryn from Sparrow, what are you going to play now?
This song's called Standin' Green End.
The brilliant Sparrow from here in Brighton. Well, two of them, Ali and Bryn. There are two others, two other girls, well, two girls, and Ali and Bryn, or men. And they're going to be playing at the Albert on Trafalgar Street on the 25th of February. What time does it start? I expect it's sort of doors open about 8. Well, if they're not open all the time. Oh, no, 9 o'clock, it says. 9 o'clock. 48 Trafalgar Street, that is, BN14ED, in case you want to look that up on an internet map. And their MySpace is www.myspace.com/sparrowbrighton. And Liz Edwards and I, on her show the other day, we were playing and looking at the video that they have, the first video down on the Sparrow page, which doesn't say what it is, but it's a video of their song Secret, in which they're in a car driving to Peacehaven from Brighton. And I really enjoyed looking at that. You might too. I don't know. That track was recorded here in the studio, but it's also on their current CD album, which is out on the Brighton & Hove record label called Numbskull. There's a link to that on their website too. So now, this is The Environment Show on Radio Reverb. And something about the environment of Radio Reverb, not the global environment or the environment in general, but our environment, what's going on around us here. And if you've walked past the bottom of St. James's Street recently, you may have noticed that over the past weeks, the Taj Grocers has closed down. And the shop was empty for a while, but now it seems as if it's not. And I was walking past the other day and looked in. This poster started appearing in the window, so I wondered what was going on. Then I noticed some people going in, and they said, would I like to go in? So I did. And it turns out to be seemingly quite a lot of idealistic young people. And they've taken over the shop that was empty. And they've given me a little flyer thing here. So I thought I would tell you what they have to say, in case you were concerned. They say, as you may be aware, Sainsbury's have applied to the council for permission to open a new supermarket on the site of the old Taj shop on St. James's Street. They have seen that there is a widespread opposition to this in the local community, they say. Another supermarket owned by a big corporation will put even more pressure on the local independent businesses in these already harsh economic times. After all, Taj itself closed down because of the recession. They go on, as our city and our lives become increasingly commercialised in the wake of all this, the last thing we need is another clone supermarket, they say, muscling in on what was once a unique and independent local street. So, they say they've decided to take direct action to try and stop these plans going ahead by occupying the building to make it available for free to everyone. The space has been cleaned, furnished and utilised, and they now have a free cafe, library and gallery space, all created by local residents in 1 week. This was a tactic that successfully managed to prevent a Tesco being built on Lewis Road last year, and it can work again with enough support. And, of course, these are not the views necessarily of Radio Reverb or even of myself. However, it's the views of some local residents. I have another bit of information here as well. It says, people of Kemptown deserve to have a say in the changes that will directly affect them. So they're pointing out that what they're concerned about is that there shouldn't be another Sainsbury's on St. James's Street. Well, another Sainsbury's, the first Sainsbury's on St. James's Street. They say if you agree with them, you can show your support at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, the 22nd of February, outside the Law Courts in Edward Street. At 12 p.m. Thursday, the 23rd of February, outside the Closed Down Taj on the corner of St. James's and Old Steen. And I believe that they're holding some kind of open day there. So if you were concerned at what was going on in your local environment, you could go along and find out. There's an art exhibition in there too. It's actually really quite big, and it looked like one of those hippie art happenings from the 1960s. I don't know if you were from the 1960s, but or were they there in the 1960s, or if you were, if you can remember. But it looks a bit like, if you can and you were, then it looks a bit like that. Although obviously it's all brand new, because it's all made just today. So if you're listening to the repeat, it'll probably be finished, but because it's only open until 8 p.m. Tuesday, 22nd of February. Apologies to people listening to the repeats or the podcast. So that's what's going on in the Taj on the corner of St. James's Street. And if you are going to be in that area this evening, you could always go to something else on the at the bottom of St. James's Street at 7:30 p.m. Not really to do with the environment, but it's the Radio Reverb Music Quiz, and I think there might be some general knowledge as well. It's called The Dark Side of the Tune, and it's a quiz evening of music and general knowledge at the latest music bar. It costs £3 on the door to get in, with free raffle tickets, and there really are some quite impressive prizes. For example, a stay, overnight stay for two at the Metropole Hilton, I think with some meals thrown in, stays in another hotel. Two tickets to the Meadowlands Festival that's coming up in Glynde in the summer, in May. And all the proceeds of this quiz will be helping to keep Radio Reverb on the air, and goodness knows we need a lot of help for that. So we are your local community radio station, and at the moment it's entirely run by volunteers, with a little bit of incentive thrown in every now and then. Everybody is welcome to take part in the quiz, and I think the format is kind of like there's an official Radio Reverb team, kind of a bit like Eggheads, or at least I'm sure that's the way they would see it. Kind of Radio Reverb music Eggheads, take on all comers. You don't have to have a team, but you can go along and join a team, or you can bring a team, and teams are up to four people. So that's the Radio Reverb Dark Side of the Tune Music Quiz Night at the latest music bar tonight, February 22nd at 7:30 p.m. And apologies if you're listening to the 11 o'clock repeat or the 6 o'clock in the morning repeat, because you'll have missed that. But you should have been, if you listen to Radio Reverb, you should well have heard of that before, because we have mentioned it, I think. But of course, obviously, you know, you might have tuned in for the first time today, whenever it is. And if you do, if you have done, thank you very much, and we hope you will stay with us. So, let's see, what should we have now? I know what, let's have some music from Brazil. Now, it's surprising to me that many people in Brighton and Hove, well, not that surprising, but anyway, that not many people in Brighton and Hove seem to have heard of Radio Reverb. But however, people in Brazil have, because some time ago, a band from Brazil sent us an email saying, hello, would you like to hear our music? You could play it on your radio station. So they sent us some MP3s, and they're very good, they are too. They have sadly, split up now, although the lead singer is still continuing. But this is the absolutely brilliant Prequipara from São Paulo in Brazil. And this is a song called Zuka Loca.
Tum, 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 din, din, tum. O vento trazia o meu cheiro no céu. beleza. Oi, me leva, leva lá. Tum, 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 zin, zin, dão. Tum, 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 zin, zin, dão. Tum, 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 zin, zin, dão. Eu navego no mar da paixão. Tum, 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 zin, zin, dão. Tum, 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 zin, zin, dão. Tum, 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 zin, zin, dão. Oi, me leva no teu coração, amor. Meu barquinho tava à deriva quando ouvi o teu coração nas águas do mar abatida. Tum, 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 zin, zin, dão. O vento trazia o teu cheiro no céu, a cor do teu olhar. As velas dançavam com a brisa. Oi, me leva, leva.
And so that was the fantastic Zuka Loca by a band called Praquipara from Brazil, and particularly from Sao Paulo in Brazil. People in Brazil are very proud of whichever city they come from. And so apparently that is traditional southern Brazilian music, that's what they say. Although the band has now split up, but if you put Praquipara and Brazil into MySpace, and if you sort of look search and say search MySpace, not people or music, and it's Praquipara, 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 and Brazil and music. Then you will find sort of various different websites. But it seems like the singer, one of the singers, Juliana Passini, is now gone solo. And so she's got her own MySpace, which is myspace.com/ Juliana Passini, Passini, Juliana Passini, and there's one track at least lives on, because the track Bruxixo na Cidade was one of the ones that the play sent us. That's spelled Bruxixo Nacidade, and that's on that site. But as I say, there's a couple of other people who come up under Praquipara on MySpace, so they may well be other members of the band. And strangely enough, seems to be a Praquipara fan site, or a Juliana Passini fan site, based in London and the southeast, also on MySpace. Fascinating. And apparently the questions on the Radio Reverb quiz night tonight at the Latest Music Bar won't be anything as difficult as that, because, you know, I would never have heard about them in a million years if they hadn't sent us their music here at Radio Reverb. No, the Radio Reverb music quiz at the Latest Music Bar, 22nd of February, 7:30 p.m, is going to be all about mainstream music, apparently. There's going to be raffles, there's going to be DJs spinning tunes, and an opportunity to meet all your Radio Reverb favourites. So that is Latest Music Bar, 7:30 p.m. Costs £3 to get in, but you get free raffle tickets, which will give you a chance to win great prizes. If, like me, you may not know anything about very much. Sorry. I do talk to some people who do know about things. So let's see. I think it was it last year or the year before? I went to the Patch Festival at William Clark Park, organised by the Friends of William Clark Park, a local community group who helped to support the council in keeping up the park and also organising events, trying to make the park better used and better for use. So I went along to their festival and talked to some of the people there. Let's hear what they had to say.
I've come to the William Clark Park to the Spring in the Patch Festival. And now I'm talking to Duncan Blinkhorn, who's the chair of the Friends of William Clark Park.
Well, we've got about 1,000 people here, all having just a lovely time relaxing in the afternoon sun in this very small little green strip of land here that used to be the railway and is now just a throng of people having a lovely spring day. We've had Studio Skate performing, they've just finished. We've got our own barbecue and tea tent going. It's just lovely. We've got Dr. Bikes repairing bikes down the other end.
And you've got quite a lot of stalls. How many stalls do you think were here?
I think there's about 50 stalls here, actually. It's a lot more than we were phoned up about, so I think a lot of people just turned up. But it's great. It's enough room for it, so brilliant.
And do you think you've raised much funds for your association?
I've no idea, actually, but I would think, because it cost us about £800 to put this on. The barbecue's been doing a roaring trade, as has the tea tent, so I would think we've more than covered that. And anything that's left over we'll put into our next event, and that'll help pay for staging and extra toilets.
It seems that about half the people here are small children. Is that part of the plan?
Yeah. I mean, it is child-friendly, but I think the comment I get back from people is this event and the other events that we've run are just very welcoming of people of any age. And there's older folks here, there's lots of tiny tots and everyone in between. So, and I think everyone is comfortable here. We made sure we provided loads of seating and things because, you know, we know a lot of people just need to sit down on a chair and table, and which they're doing.
Yes, and I had one of the hot dogs and it was very nice, and I've also had some of the tea.
I think these sort of events just bring out the best in everyone, and the other thing is just credit to everyone that has comes to these sort of do's, not just this event but other similar events that really make them happen. It relies on people doing the odd few hours here and there, and some of them doing a lot more, but it's that sort of commitment to community events that makes these things happen and keeps them alive, and it means so much to people that it's really, really well worth it. But thanks to everyone that does that sort of thing.
Now I've come to the tea and cake stall, and I'm speaking to you. What's your name, please?
Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne, what have you been doing here today?
I've been attempting to coordinate the refreshment stall.
And what have you been selling?
Donated cakes. People are very generous in the community, and fabulous cakes come our way that people make. Tea and coffees, juices.
And have you raised much money?
We haven't done a count yet, but we usually, it's usually quite a sort of key part of our earning on the day, yeah.
And are you involved with the Friends of William Clark Park?
I am, yeah, I'm on the committee, and usually get involved with the refreshment stall at events, and I'm in the finance group.
And have you had a chance to look around and see what's going on?
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, really, really nice day. I think each festival is different, has a different flavour, and really lovely. Lucky with the weather, but nice mixture of things going on.
Now I'm talking to
Orlando Ward.
And what brings you to this do, and what do you think about the Spring in the Patch Festival?
I think it's great, and I'm here because we know two groups of people who live on the street, and parties down here are always great, and nice to see something that all the residents are getting involved with.
And what kind of things have you seen, and what did you like?
Well, mostly we've just been chilling out, drinking wine in the sun, but the organic farmers market was excellent, got some bits and pieces there. Nice listening to the girls singing, and we've bought some organic chocolate as well.
Wonderful. Did you actually buy anything at the farmers market?
We bought some spring leeks, some organic potatoes, and that was all I could fit in my handbag. Some friends of ours are trying to sell books, but I think all the good stuff went pretty early.
And now I'm talking to Maya. You're going to tell us about a bigger event that's going to be happening in the park in the summer. What's that going to be?
It's going to be Patch Fest.
Okay, and what is the Patch Fest then?
It's even bigger than all the other events.
And what's going to be happening at Patch Fest?
Bouncy castles, live bands, climbing wall, football tournament, stalls and lots of other things.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. Thanks very much to all the people who took part in those interviews at the Spring in the Patch Festival some time ago. Now, if you want to find out about the William Clark Park festivals and the Friends of William Clark Park, their website is www.williamclark.org. And it says on there that that the summer festival, the Patch Fest, is confirmed for the Saturday, the 9th of July, 2011. But the Spring in the Patch Festival and the Patch Winter Warmer, which they have had in previous years, are both to be confirmed. But you can keep your eye on what's going on by going to www.williamclarkpark. And if you live in the area, or even if you don't, I'm sure they would appreciate you getting involved, because they are a local community group. And this is your local community radio station for Brighton and Hove. Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area, and streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. And just because we are local community radio, we do like people from other places too. Just to demonstrate that fact, I'm going to play you a tune by a band from London.
And you like to think you didn't choose this life you lead to win or lose, but we know how it goes. The city will eat you raw like a fish in Tokyo or a
Oh, that was the great Chancery Blame and the Gadjo Club with Tokyo OO. And you can download both that and another track called Where Is My Mind for free on their MySpace. And I'm getting to like that more every time I hear it. That's www.myspace.com/the-GADJO Club. And as I said, I saw them live. They're really very good live. They don't have any gigs listed on their MySpace. They're from London and the South East, so they say. But I saw them at the Out of the Ordinary Festival at, I think it was Hailsham, last summer. And very good, too. However, you can download that for yourself and hear some more tunes as well at that MySpace. Let's see. Now, continuing with short extracts of previous interviews. Well, this is all of a previous interview with David Bellamy, the famous ecologist and TV personality who came down to Brighton. Apparently, he comes to Brighton on a fairly regular basis. He was here before Christmas helping to give away hundreds of broad-leafed tree saplings. Part of the Big Nature campaign, which ran last year, partnership of various different environmental groups and the council, and different schools and people. I went along to the Pavilion Gardens where David Bellamy was giving out the trees and had a chat with him. Here it is.
I'm here in the Pavilion Gardens in Brighton, just looking at the Royal Pavilion across the lawn there, and I'm talking to Professor David Bellamy, who's here in Brighton as part of the Big Christmas Tree Appeal. Hello, David. Thanks very much for talking to me on Radio Reverb.
It's wonderful to be back. I first came to Brighton just at the end of the war, and back in those times, the hills round about still burst with biodiversity, and then methods of farming changed, and we lost all the butterflies and all the insects and things. And for the last 5 years, I've been working with a school around here and other schools to put the biodiversity back, and it's not rocket science, and it's happening.
Indeed, and that is what this event is about. This is the Christmas Tree Appeal, not about Christmas trees, but it's a local employer is giving away 500 native broadleaf trees for people in Brighton to put in their gardens, and it's the last event of the Big Nature celebration of the International Year of Biodiversity, as you were saying.
Yeah, wonderful. And you see, the credit crunch, it was bad, but it made people realise that we're doing things a little wrong. We don't have the biodiversity around us, and we can put it back. And it was very good, and I think people are now thinking more about the environment, and we could screw it up if we go on doing what we're doing.
Well, it's encouraging to see that today hundreds of people have come here to the Pavilion Gardens to collect a free tree to plant in their garden or somewhere like that. And, I mean, could you just say how that's going to help with the biodiversity?
Well, it's only native trees. There's not that many of them in Britain. And, of course, lots of insects, lots of creepy crawlies like the trees. So what we do, we put the trees back, the native trees, so they've got places to nest and things. And when you think, when I first came down here, the downs were covered with flowers. They're covered with cereals now, and, of course, they're grassy, grasses, and grasses don't make any nectar or beautiful smell or colour. So where do the poor old insects go? And we're putting them back. Biodiversity is very, very important, and the trees, the big trees, are very important. That's why I'm here, and I'm dressed in a green, believe it or not, Father Christmas.
Yes, I can say that David Bellamy is dressed in a green Father Christmas outfit. Unfortunately, the listener will not be able to see that, but maybe we'll be able to get a picture and put it on our website. Thank you very much, Professor David Bellamy.
Thank you, and look after Brighton!
Thank you.
Well, thanks indeed to David Bellamy. And, of course, that was recorded before Christmas, and so I think all the broadleaf trees have been given away, those particular ones. But if you would like a broadleaf tree, a native broadleaf tree for your garden, or possibly some other kinds of trees, you can get some locally grown broadleaf tree saplings from a place called Special Branch Tree Nursery, which is based at Stammer Park. There are probably some other tree nurseries around as well. But Special Branch specialise in native species. Look up on the internet, Special Branch Brighton Tree Nursery, and I expect you'll be able to find them. I believe they're part of the Brighton Permaculture Trust as well, also. So, however, if you are, of course, going to put a broadleaf tree into your garden, you'd be aware that some broadleaf trees can grow very big. If you've only got a small garden, the roots may spread out. You might find a huge tree in a few years, you know, overshadowing your house, and the roots might undermine walls. And you know, so it's best to, you know, be very careful and think carefully before putting a tree into a tight space in an urban area. No matter what good they are for the environment, generally a very good thing. Well, another very good thing is the band Wide Eyed Order, and they sent me a text message on my phone today telling me that they're going to be playing at the Hobgoblin. I think it's the Hobgoblin. I'll have to check that text message during the song. But here is them, again, recorded live in the Radio Reverb studio. It was amazing we managed to fit so many of them in. There's about 8 or 10 of them, I can't remember exactly. But here is the wonderful Wide Eyed Order with a song called... What is it called? Let's see.
Deeply ashamed.
Yeah. Hey.
Cool.
Well, can you keep on secret on this road? 'Cause the truth I'm hiding is someone who cares. Got a deeply ashamed part of me, and the truth is that I'm just the kind who cares. Yeah, so the now we have seen that all of the things that you heard about me, they're all very probably true. She's moving closer and down to far away, and she say your friend is one who don't ask why. I got a feeling your shame found out me, and the truth is that I'm just a kind to cries. Yeah, I saw the now you seen that all of the things that you heard about me. But if I'm gonna do more about it, twist my mama and the shake go round it. Yes, I think I love you, but this I think I know. No, I must be someday you'll wear my ball on. I got a deep thing, gonna shake part of me. So I've done all I've right.
so wrong. He saw the analysis that all of the things that you heard about me, they're all very probably true. He saw the analysis that all of the things that you heard about me, they're all very probably true. First of all, what did you going to do about it? Oh,
so the brilliant Wide-Eyed Order with Deeply Ashamed, recorded here at the Radio Reverb Studio. You can see them live on the 24th of February, and that's Thursday night. That's 7 p.m. But if you would prefer an afternoon gig on Saturday, the 26th of February, they're playing also at the Hobgoblin at 2 p.m. And that's the Hobgoblin, which the name of the road escapes me now, but it's just along from St. Peter's Church. And let's see, on the corner of where the Aldi supermarket is on London Road. So quite central and easy to get to. Lots of buses go past there. So the Wide-Eyed Order playing Thursday, 24th, 7 p.m. at Hobgoblin. Also Saturday, 26th at 2 p.m. And you can hear more of their tunes and find out more about them at their MySpace, myspace.com/wide-eyed-order. And they're from here in Brighton and Hove. Well, I'm coming to the end of the show now. It's coming up to 6 p.m. If you're listening then, or it's coming up to midnight, or possibly 7 a.m. in the morning, or if you're listening to a podcast or download or listen again. It could be any time in the future, for all I know. It could be, you could be on a space station orbiting the sun, you know, or in another galaxy, for all I know. It could happen, you know. Anyway, so thanks very much for listening. And just time for the news, the good news that came to me recently, that the government has now stopped thinking about selling off the sort of our publicly owned forests. I don't know exactly why, but there was a big campaign with a great big petition and lots of famous people complained to them. So apparently that was been successful. It's good to know that the big society does include people being able to say, no, we don't want you know, our public assets to be sold off. So well done, everybody. And well done the government for listening as well. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening to this show. I've been Donald Shire. This is The Environment Show, and you're listening to Radio Reverb. So stay tuned. If you're listening on Tuesday at 6, it will be Simple Folk. And I'm very sorry, but I've forgotten what's happening at midnight or 7 o'clock in the morning. I will leave you with a very short bit of another great Brighton band called The Stars Down to Earth. This song is called Heroes of Science and Space.
Save this place. Good luck to the brave heroes of science and of space.